thing is now, I can't decide now because I might be an oldies act.
That's true, it's true.
A lot of artists, they don't really like to address this situation. You know, it's easy to be deluded. But I put out a lot of albums going all the way up into the sort of the mid-90s. I haven't put out any albums of songs for years. I've been writing songs and thinking, well, I'm ready to make this album, but I haven't found the absolute need. Now, I know you can say, well, there's a lot of rock and rollers, they have no need. I mean, the need is all based on, you know, whether they got a contract, whether they need the money and stuff like this. But of course, we all recognize, deep in our hearts, however much we laugh at it, that Julian Cope is a forward-thinking motherfucker. That ultimately, he ain't doing it for the money. If he can find some way of sneaking it out, he will. So why am I not doing the album of songs? And does this therefore force me into a position of being an oldies act? Wow, that's a head trip. Now, I did an album, 1996 was the last song album. I've continued to make records, but I wouldn't say they were albums of any kind of easy listening. I did start to record an album called Citizen Caned. Yeah, now Citizen Caned was, it's a good name, and it's basically the idea is a biblical thing, right? It's my assertion that the story of Cain and Abel is based around the idea of, okay, Abel and Cain, they both have to make some kind of sacrifice to God. So Abel sacrifices the meat, so Cain sacrifices Abel. That's bad. What occurred to me was that it was the fight between the agriculturist and the stock breeder. Yeah, that ultimately, you remember the thing in Oklahoma? Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. One pulls a plow, the other likes to chase a cow. Now, most people live in the city nowadays, so, you know, farmers, stockmen, it's the same thing. You're just on the hill, shagging the same sheep. It's not necessarily true. So my assertion, Cain and Abel, right? Ultimately, I'm on the side of Cain, because Abel is the stockman. So Abel sacrifices the meat. Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, Jehovah, yep, sorted. Cain comes along and he goes, okay, so he gives him some really crap sacrifice of, you know, potatoes and a few turnips. And Jehovah, being a really fierce God, goes, that's absolutely not happening. So he goes, okay, then looks at the meat on the sacrificial altar and goes, one up, me brother, I've killed him. And that's not good either. Mysterious to the agriculturist. Now, what's interesting to me, you see, is that I haven't yet recorded Citizen Kane. I started doing it and backed off. Keep backing off, sneaking up on it and backing off. But every time I back off, I find something more out. Now, isn't it unlikely that somebody like me would be in the old deer area, cruising along towards Maud, thinking, well, I've come this far, might as well cruise all the way to New Deer. Got the full Western position. What happens? Come to a church in New Deer. Who is the saint in New Deer? Get this, Saint Cain. Now, is that reluctant Christianity or what? Well, yeah, I even got the foot. So maybe one day I will record Citizen Cain. That photo will be in there, of course. But everything is fuel to my fire. And if it means I have to become an oldies act, then I don't care. I said to my missus, you know, we're not only beyond revivals of my period groups, I think even things like, you know, even Happy Mondays have got back together. You know, they're reviving the mid-90s at the moment.